USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow reminds everyone,
American economy is very resilient, and I will say this, President Trump is not going to raise taxes, and I do not understand why the other team continues to talk about a $4 trillion tax hike. It makes no sense to me coming out of this pandemic.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx is urging Americans to be careful over the Labor Day weekend. Dr. Birx urging everyone to wear a mask if you can't socially distance. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Over $8 million has been given in federal assistance to Hurricane Laura victims in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards saying 80,000 people or so have registered for help after the storm blew through the area almost a week ago. John David Wells, host of the Wells Report, heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations, traveled to Louisiana and talks about how the people are doing in their state.
Well, everybody's shaken. Imagine the worst thunderstorm you can think of,
right?
And then multiply it by 5 or 10. Laura came to the coast of Louisiana and Texas with 150-mile-an-hour wind.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says it's possible there will be a coronavirus vaccine before the November election. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he will not be satisfied until there is a safe and effective vaccine, and that will likely happen closer to the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is doing what he can to help the Big Ten Conference play football. The president tweeting that he had a very productive conversation with Kevin Warren, commissioner of the Big Ten Conference. To date, the ACC, Big 12, and SEC are all playing football starting this weekend. President Trump, though, believes that one of the main reasons the Big Ten is not playing football is because of Democratic governors.
And they didn't like my narrative, so they just made up a narrative. Because if you look, Michigan is closed. All of these states that are closed, North Carolina is closed. These states that are closed are run by Democrats. And the reason they're closed is because we have an election on November 3rd. And they don't want the opening of the states, and they don't want the income. They want to keep it nice and closed. So I'm the football guy. I'm the one that wants to have football.
President Trump making those comments on Fox News. And finally, legendary pitcher Tom Seaver is dead at the age of 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame says Seaver passed away in his sleep peacefully on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over 20 seasons in the big leagues. He spent most of his career with the New York Mets, leading them to an improbable World Series victory in 1969. Seaver was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1992. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.